This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. It's the next 2 days in Iowa. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I call it the learning season. In agriculture, we have a planting season, then maybe I guess you'd consider the spraying season and the harvest season. Well, we're smack dab in the middle of the learning season, when many farmers and ranchers take time to go to class to try to do a better job in running their operations. That's why many farmers will be for the next 2 days at Coralville, Iowa, right next to Iowa City, at the Marriott Conference Center there, attending the Farm Futures Business Summit. I was just on the line with some folks there this morning. They say the attendance should be excellent. There's been a great sign-up for that meeting, and there's still room for you at the Farm Futures Business Summit, where there will be 30 different presentations in 18 different sessions, all aimed at helping you do a better job of managing your farm. Farm business manager experts will be there. There will be ag economists. You'll learn from other farmers, too. The Farm Futures Business Summit. You can get the details and then attend by going to the website farmfuturessummit.com. First today from This Week in Agribusiness, you may think that all of the attention of the so-called fake meat is focused on the regulatory agencies in Washington, the regulators who'd be making decisions, but some state lawmakers have been eyeing possible laws, too. In Nebraska, State Senator Carol Blood has proposed a state law that would define meat as edible portions of livestock carcasses. She notes that meat comes from livestock and that that industry is paramount to the financial success of her state, not just cattle, certainly cattle, but also hogs and poultry, too. She says the mislabeling of lab-grown and plant-based products called meat should be punishable by law. In fact, it would be a misdemeanor in Nebraska. The bill that State Senator Blood would like to see become law would also ban insect-based foods from being called meat. Traveling in the snow and ice here in Chicago this morning, I was reminded of this, and maybe it's just that there is more reporting of it, or the social media is helping move these stories around a little more, or perhaps it is that we are not driving as carefully. But there sure seems like there have been more tragic, icy, snowy crashes in recent days. Certainly the accident involving Fox News personality Brett Baer, as he and his wife and their children slid into the path of another vehicle in Montana, has raised awareness, too, of winter travel. An Indiana State Trooper friend of mine emailed this morning to remind you of a couple of things. Be aware of conditions before you go. Check ahead if you can. Have an emergency kit in your vehicle just in case you get stranded out there. Be careful around the snowplows. Give them a break. Make sure your vehicle is ready. Good wipers, plenty of fluid. And let me add this about your tires. Since I hydroplaned after driving into a wall of water on an interstate last year and found that one tire had insufficient tread, I tell everyone who'll listen, check your tires. Not just the pressure, but the tread. Check your kids' tires, check your mama's tires. Your life and their precious lives really could depend upon it. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Summit. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.